And now it's time for another edition of the award-winning segment, You Are an Ass If, with your host, Junior Miller.
Thank you, Conrad. And we haven't done this in a while, so I'm cleaning out my You're an Ass If inbox. And by the way, if you have any of these scenarios that you want to bounce off of us, JuniorMiller@Mindspring.com. Yes, I still have a Mindspring email address. This one is from Christmas, from P1 Jason. I need a ruling to see if I'm the ass, and it involves an overly Christmas-decorated neighbor's house. I live on a corner, and this neighbor's house faces the side of my house. The neighbor started advertising his Christmas light show on our neighborhood Facebook page that it would be every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7, 8:30, and 10 p.m. in December. It's a very impressive show. However, it's very intrusive inside my house because of the lights that come in through the windows and on my property. As he was setting up his lights, my living room was bombarded with his lights. I've talked with him, and he's a really nice guy and not wanting to be a nuisance to his neighbors, but he 100% is a nuisance to me, my family, and my dog. Mm. These shows all play music over speakers that are 23 minutes long three times a night. Opening night, there were at least 100 people in my side yard that I did not invite that were gathering about 8 feet from where I sit in my living room. Am I an ass for being super annoyed by this show of holiday cheer? Am I a bigger ass if I turn on my sprinklers at showtime?
Gosh.
Boy, that's a tough one. You don't want to be the Scrooge of your neighborhood, but if we really needed a sound system outside playing the same stuff three times a night?
It's only three times a night.
It's only during the month of December. It is only on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But Sunday's a work
night. If that happened right next door to you, it would drive you crazy.
Okay. I think what you need to do is you need to battle him in a very passive-aggressive way. You make Halloween your big holiday, and you have a huge display, and you have huge shows with loud music.
Yeah.
You know, Pantera cranked up. Just three times a night.
Just three times. Halloween music.
Yeah. It's just my big holiday, and the overflow crowd will go in your yard, and that's fine. It's fine.
But what if it backfires, and because this guy loves those presentations so much, he helps you with it, and he's out there setting up your speakers.
Hey, cool, and then you keep upping it until you hit his breaking point.
This is from P1 Richard. I went into a public restroom the other day. There were three urinals on the wall, all empty. I chose the urinal on the far right and started conducting my business. A few seconds later, another guy came in and chose the middle urinal, standing right next to me.
Violation.
With the urinal on the far left remaining open. Isn't this guy an ass for not giving each of us some space and standing to the left?
Okay, I don't think we have enough information to rule on this one, because are all of the urinals exactly the same, or is one of them a lowrider?
That's a good question.
Because if the guy's avoiding a lowrider, I think you get a pat. He gets a pass on that.
Yes, I would agree with that. Although, if I'm in that situation, I will take the low rider.
Absolutely.
Just to give us space.
Yeah, I think the guy in the middle's the jerk. We established these rules a long time ago. You go every other.
Yeah. Unless it's an overly crowded situation, then you have to go right next to the guy.
I mean, I respect your low rider choice. I'm just saying that I think that that does make it less of a crime.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
If he's a low rider avoider.
All right, this is from football season. This is from P1JD. I'd love your perspective on the topic of running up the score. We played another team in a district game, and we won 91-8.
Oof.
Our starters basically played the first quarter. It was 46-0. And at that point, the twos and threes had an opportunity to come in quickly for the remainder of the game. By the way, we took a delay of game penalty before the half inside their 10. You can't imagine how many people were upset on social media that we ran up the score, even though we had kids that don't get to play often get in, and I was happy for them getting a chance to play. Am I an ass, given the fact that football is such a physical sport, and if you don't go full speed, you expose your body to injury? I don't think you can ask athletes that work that hard daily just to pull up when they get such limited time. Oh, and we had a running clock in the second half. Yeah. Please let me know if I'm an ass.
No, I don't think so. You didn't score 100. You took a delay of game at the end of the first half. And just tell that other team to suck less.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be my ruling, too. I think that other team, you could spin it as they are the asses for trotting out that kind of a team every Friday.
How could y'all be that bad?
Gosh.
This one comes to us from P1 Keith. I'm at a busy store. I head to the self-checkout area. There were lines about 4 to 5 people deep for both the left and right checkout kiosks. And even the employee overseeing the area was processing people with only a couple of things. I got behind a big guy that was holding one item. Once he moved to the front of the line, he didn't wait for the employees to help him, but instead went to the first open kiosk. I kept my eye on the other kiosks, but it seemed like my best bet was this guy with his one item. Isn't that something? We're always doing that calculation.
Yep, trying to read the defense, and I do a terrible job of it.
I do too. Should I jump lines? No.
Which one's the mic? Which one?
After nervously shifting my eyes from one customer to another, trying to be as efficient as possible and not get jumped in line, I realized this guy was just standing there, not really doing anything for about 3 to 4 minutes, which seemed like 30 minutes given the situation. Was he having a problem scanning or paying? I couldn't tell since I was directly behind him, but he showed no sign of urgency. The kiosk next to him opened, and I moved in. As I passed him, I glanced over to see what the problem was. And there it was, in his hand. He was causing a backup because he was staring at his phone.
Oh,
it had been a long time
shopping right then.
Since I've been that mad at any one of the many obliviates that live amongst us. So my only defense here is that this is probably not the reason, but could this guy have been trying to pay with Apple Pay or his Google Wallet, and it was stuck and he couldn't figure it out?
Could have been that. Could have been maybe he was receiving a text about a sick child.
Maybe.
And that was important and it arrested his attention at that moment.
Yes.
And,
well, at that point, you got to do the wave through then. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. You probably do, and even if your Apple Wallet is frozen, that you still got to do the wave through.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes, I think we rule that that guy was the ass.
Mm-hmm.
P1 Joe, driving to Houston down I-45, speed limit 75. I'm driving 90 in the left lane.
Okay.
I'm the lead car in maybe a very civilized line of 10 to 15 cruising in the left lane, clearly moving faster than traffic in the right lane. Life is good and relaxed.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I notice a black Porsche weaving back and forth, left to right, and as an experienced driver, I'm ready and in full anticipation of what's about to happen. He's now right behind me, nose to bumper. He's low to the ground, and I'm in an SUV, so I can sense his blood boiling because he's not satisfied going 90 behind someone else because he wants to go 110 with nobody in front.
Yeah, I'm already telling you this. Rider that's riding us is wrong.
Remember, I'm moving faster than traffic in the right lane, he
says.
Doesn't
matter.
My two rules of thumb on the interstate may be selfish, and this is where I need your ruling. Number one, I will move over if I gauge your speed to be considerably faster than mine, where there's little chance I may end up tailgating you shortly after I let you pass. And two, I think traffic in the right lane is spaced out enough to where I won't have to brake after moving over. Bottom line, I want to minimize how often I have to tap the brakes. Finally, there's an opening on the right for me to move over, but he's so incensed and impatient and in a smaller, shiftier car, he now jumps the chance and moves over before I can. Now you can probably guess what's happening next. He speeds past me, swerves back over left, cutting me off, and shoots me the finger. What's your
rule? The guy shouldn't shoot you the finger, but this guy's wrong. He's wrong. First of all, why is he driving in the left lane and there's 10 to 15 cars back behind him?
Well, he said he was in a line of 10 to 15 cars.
Yeah.
He didn't say where in line he was.
Well, they're close enough that he can count them, right? So, I mean, he's in a line of cars, and he's already passing people, and he notices that there's someone that's impatient back behind him. That means he's going slower than that person back behind him.
Right.
You get over. Your job is to get over.
So all 15 of those cars needed to get out of the left lane for the guy going 110.
Exactly. They're supposed to be getting over if there's somebody who's coming faster. You're supposed to. It's supposed to be a passing lane. It's not supposed to be a cruising lane.
I see that point, but
I don't know.
It does bring up the question of what speed. So if you're going 120 and you're clearly...
You get over for the 120 guy.
Because you're all speeding.
Yes. Yeah. That's any time... Here's a quick rule of thumb. Anytime you're doing the... if you're ever articulating the argument, I'm going faster than the speed limit, and for some reason that's not fast enough for this other guy,
right.
You already lost the argument.
Yeah.
Because you're saying that you're, once again, you're making the law at that point.
Yes.
You're saying that I think that this is fast enough. Well, other people may think that yours is too fast.
Right.
And you're going to be completely patient with those people who are going 80 in a 75, and they're thinking that 80 is fast enough, and you wanting to go faster than that is just ridiculous. No, you're going to be mad at that person, even though you're going to be using the same logic when someone else is putting you in that position.
Yeah, there is a pack mentality thing, though, that I can see where he's thinking, well, there are 15 of us doing 90 in the left lane, passing all these other people in the right lane. I agree with you, 100%. They should all get over, but the pack mentality is, well, we're not all going to get over, so I'm just going to sit here.
Well, this guy also is convinced that none of those other 15 people wanted to get past him, and I don't think he can assume that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I've been behind the people who, we got a pack of 15 cars, and there's this lead car up here who thinks that he doesn't need to get over, because none of us want to pass him, because we're not acting aggressively enough. He just assumes that, oh, we're fine with the way he's going.
Right. Not only the people that are nose to bumper are the ones that want to pass you.
Right.
That's fine. I'll get over for you as I go 80 or 85, but you better get off my ass. I will make the pass, but I'm so sick of tailgaters now who think they're in some sort of qualifying event and they've got a draft off you. That raises my blood pressure more than anything.
I'm sure it does.
I see it every day.
I'm sure
it's going to get somebody killed.
But if they don't do that, then you know what you think? Man, there's 10, 15 cars back behind me. They love the space that we're going right now.
They're
not acting impatient, so I think they're
fine. If I can't see your little piece of S go-kart because you're so close to my tailgate, you better back off.
Or a truck. It could be a truck back behind you, too.
Could be, but it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be those who drive little go-karts who get right up on my ass.
Some very aggressive truck drivers.
Oh, I have two. I saw one this morning who was trying to set a world speed record into Dallas County.
And it's fine. Yes, there are people who get impatient with me, and I will get over for them. I'm in the left lane. I don't do this. Well, but I'm going 95, therefore, how dare you think that...
Okay.
Yeah, my tendency is if somebody comes up on my bumper, I'm getting over. It may piss me off, but I'm getting over.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
It may piss you off, but you've also pissed them off, so it's equal.
Yeah.
Well, I did not mean for this segment to raise everybody's blood pressure.
Yeah, mine's up.
That's another edition of You're an Ass
Triggered over here.